Number seven is forgetting God after you are blessed. It's an anti-prosperity force. Because there's something forcing you to do that. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Are we there? This is the way God put it to Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. For he is the one that giveth thee power to make wealth. It's very easy to forget him and to forget God. There are several ways you can forget God. And you must not forget him. If there's anything you used to do before for the Lord, when you are blessed, don't cease to do it. That God's blessing should give you more the reasons to do more than you were doing before he blessed you. Every blessing you receive from God should be the reason why you should serve him better than before. Don't make God secondary because you have arrived. God will scatter that riches and bring you back to him again. God is not interested in giving you a blessing that will break fellowship with him. Therefore, put God first. That's why we have the first fruits, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. He says, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. He says, so shall thou, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you do that, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then he says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. When you do that, verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, prosperity, and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. New wine here is new ideas. New ideas will begin to flow, begin to flow, begin to flow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never you forget him. Never, never, never you forget him. Never. Okay. And we go to number 8. Lack of praise. Psalm 67. Lack of praise. Because a lot of people are just full of murmuring, grumbling, 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 because you are not satisfied with where you are. Don't grumble. If you want increase, verse 5, 6, and 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. When you do that, then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless thee. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Anti-prosperity force is lack of praise. The little you have, praise him for it first. If you're full of praises and thanksgiving every time, open your shop, open your office, and don't just open your office and begin to say, praise the Lord, bring me anointing oil, hallelujah, I consecrate this shop today, this shop shall have bountiful business, evil shall not enter here. It will not increase your business for that day according to the word of God. Open that shop and spend some 30 minutes and just praise him for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Did you notice something about Brother Maduka? His soul is all sold out to God. His soul, when he's praising God, he's praising with the whole of his heart. Everything, look. Immediately he entered church, he will pull his coat. They think they disturb him. Hallelujah. A billionaire. When that song was sung yesterday, why some poor, hungry looking brother stand and they look like this? A brother sat down, the brother Maduka, a billionaire. He's hearing that song for the first time. When he saw, I said, look at the screen, the wordings are there. He looked immediately, he saw, he jumped up. Before I know what anointing carried him here, he was just worshiping God. God can make a beggar. Make a beggar to be a king. He remembered from 200 naira, he is now a billionaire. He was worshiping God and thanking God. When you do that, you are positioning yourself for increase. Because God likes people to appreciate him for what he's doing for them. That's what worship is all about. See, our kind of worship is different from the worship of angels. Angels, we are not falling before they were redeemed. But I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. While I was yet a sinner, God died for me. Brother, you are riding a car now. Your uncle made sure you didn't go to school, but he was training his own children to go to school. Now you are riding a car. His children, they are vagabonds. Hey! Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Was grace that taught my heart to fear and pray my fear relief. How precious be the grace appear. Thank you. it if it is.
He's the parent of the thousand human souls. He's the leader of the body.
You. They hear you are better than those who try to cover you. Your own worship will be different from the worship of other people. That's why I said the way you worship is determined by your relationship with God. How you relate with Him. And how you relate with Him is also determined by a deep meditation of who you were, where He picked you from, where you are today. See? Such people, once it is for God, they are ready to do anything for Him. Do anything for Him. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Learn to appreciate Him. Look, praise more than you pray. Praise more than you pray. Those of us, you see me here, I love to sing. I always watch. There is no song I sing anyhow. I sing because of what that lyric is saying. At any given time, I get into the spirit. That's why most of these songs, they are in my spirit. I sing them without hymn books. They are there because of what they mean. They sing my situation. They sing my condition. They are songs of my situation, my condition. You see? And the testimony of one that God can raise again from the ground after you fall. When they say you are finished, then He begins to bring you up again. Bring you up again. Bring you up again. Bring you up again. See? I made sure I did not sell one property I had while I was in the military. All attempt, all efforts to sell, frustration, sell this land you have, sell this property. I didn't sell nothing. God did not allow me to sell to survive. I never went anywhere begging. Never went anywhere begging. In moments of frustrations and reproach, he will just step in. My situation is such that I owe him too much. No matter what was spoken, no matter all the gainsaying and all those, you know, all those nonsense talk they talk, that you have finished, you have finished. I never finish. The hands that hold me are stronger than the hands that can pull me down. How many people know that is? Now, to keep that hand holding you is to serve him. Serve him. Don't forget him. Don't forget him, oh. Don't forget him. Give him praise. In every situation, praise him. Well, that is his will concerning you. What is the will of God concerning you? It's not the problem you are going to have explained that verse. In all circumstances, give thanks to God. For that is the will of God concerning you in Christ. Give thanks, for that is the will of God. The will of God for you is not the sickness. The will of God is not the poverty. The will of God is not the ejection from that house. The will of God is not the frustrations around you. But the will of God for you is that while you are in that situation, his will is praise him. Praise him when you are in that situation. For that is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. When you are in that horrible situation, give him praise. Five nations gathered against Jehoshaphat. What did he do in that situation? He praised him. Paul and Silas were chained down. The next day, they are to be executed. At the darkest of hour, chained down. Did they cry? No. In that situation, Paul and Silas, they prayed. After them, this time, the Holy Ghost came down in the darkest of hour. Hallelujah. In the darkest of hour. In the darkest of hour. They did not cry. Instead of they saying, Father, why have you forsaken us like this? Because you know your gospel we are preaching. Because you know evangelizing, you say we should go. We go now, they deal with us. You surrender, they look us. They didn't grumble. They sang. They praised God. The Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. And the Holy Ghost came and said, praise him, and the earth will yield her increase. Whatever situation you are going through, we have a hope of glory. The hope is what keeps us going. Let nothing shake you from him. A true child of God, problem make you run to God, not run from God. Pains make you more prayerful. Frustrations make you more faithful to him. That's why that songwriter says, my heart shall sing when I pause to remember. Like Joseph,
along the trail, that's winding always upward. This trouble was, it's not my final. We joy of the Lord. We
number 8. Number 9. Lack of faithfulness. When God commits something into your hand, He watches to see how faithful you will be with that little He has given you. And anyone that is not faithful in little, you cannot be faithful in much. The Bible says so. That's why it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You must be faithful. Faithful. What makes you to be faithful is always considering that He who gave you that thing to do is expecting something in return. He's expecting that you take care of it. You make sure it multiplies itself. You will apply all the principles for business, principle for success in that area He has placed you. You must prosper. If you are a worker, a salary worker, an employer, employee, if you're an employee, then aspire to work so hard until the owner of that business will love you and promote you. If you are not faithful, you will not receive promotion from that man. That's the truth. Be faithful wherever you are. God has a way of backing up faithfulness and sincerity. I'm telling you, that's worked. I have too many examples to show you it works. I know a brother that served his own brother, senior brother, same father, same mother, very diligently. I knew him very closely. He was always the one traveling to Turkey and some of those countries to go and buy. They were selling some patented goods like that, or what do you call it? And then he says, now it is time for him to be on his own. He has finished serving him. Now, for fear that this man will go to that same source now and be getting his own. You know, all the money he gave him to part from him was just enough to buy just maybe half of a container. There were people that were bringing several containers regularly. That is the little he gave him. And he said, throughout the period that he was traveling, he said, those Oyibo people there, we tell him about the invoice. Since you are always the one coming, you say it's not even your business. Can we over invoice so that when they pay, we'll get the money here and give you? He will say, no. He's a Christian. He will not do that. You see? And he said, when the man settled him, then he landed to buy his own, just half a container. When they reached there, the owner of the company, the factory, called him and said, did you say you are the same mother and father with so person? He said, yes. He said, call him, say, let me warn you that your brother is dangerous. See what he told us concerning you. He said, because of that. So he now told him, say, I serve him like this. This is all he settled me. I have come here just to start my own. I have money for just half a container load. That's somebody that could come and buy 20 containers at a time. And he will not add one cup of for himself. So the man looked at him. He said, yes. He said, I am just advising you now. He said, don't tell him I have told you this. You have money for half a container. He said, yes. He said, I am giving you 10 containers. Sell it and bring my money. Overnight, when he flew back, he went to his brother and told him, I serve you faithfully. And behind me, this is what you went to do to tell these people. Even though that man won, I said, no teller. He said, you go talk. He said, my God will judge between me and you. I'm telling you, as at the time this man was giving me this testimony, I went to his house, you know, one fine area there, what did they call that area? The whole street from the beginning of the street to the end were his upstairs. Just 4 years after he left that man. the whole. When I entered the one, he was living. So big. He didn't finish taking mirror. I said, I beg you, don't do. All this. He got all that before he married. He was a very young boy. So who told you that God will not reward faithfulness? And that is how that man kept sending. I visited him in his shop at the Dumota, where I saw that time it was STP. The managers, I was in his office, the managers walked in and they were offering him money. Don't you need more? You bring 10 containers every month. Why are you bringing only 10? Is it money you need? Manager, they tell him, no, they are ready to make him bring 20 every month. No collateral, they will give him the money. In his office. And he was telling them, don't worry, this 10 where they get, I don't pay anything for her. The same man again told me that one day he bought a bus that he wanted to use for his company. Now he's married. He said that he never joked with his dad. He said one day he was sitting at home and he said a voice told him that he should take a particular amount of money. I forgot how much, but a big amount of money. I'm going to give it to his pastor. So he took it and went and gave it to his pastor. The pastor said, what for? He said, the Lord said I should come and give you. The man said, kneel down, he blessed him. He said, the next day, he said, the next week again, Sunday, the new boss, he said, they told him again, the voice told him again, I should take that bus and go and dash the church. He told his wife, you have to drive the car, I will drive the bus. This is what I had. He drove the car, went and looked for the Dickens, and gave the key. God said, I should give you a brand new bus for his business. He was wondering what was happening. He said, on Monday morning, he was sitting down in his office. A voice spoke to him, said, sack all the boys working for you. He said, what is happening? He knew that was God talking to him. We worship together in the same church. So, he's a gifted brother. He said, it was before 12. He called all the warehouses. I said, they should close all the warehouses and everybody should come. They came. He said, that's how they move. Enter bus. Took them straight to the village and returned them to wherever he collected them. And then said, no more work. What happened? He told me that his mother, there is nothing his mother would tell him to do that he will not do it. That a particular one, it was the mother that gave him. He told the mother, I will have to obey you or obey God. God told me to bring them. Then he now drove back. He was still wondering, why did God say I should do this? His shops are closed. He said, he sat down. Then suddenly somebody entered his office. He said, where are your boys? He said, I've sent all of them home. He said, Nana, your eye open. He said, what do you mean? He said, Nana, your eye open. He said, it didn't pay me since. Now your money be this. 600,000 naira. Goods that one of the boys gave him that he stole to give him. He said, that is what they kept doing with your, he said, the team pay now. He no gree pay this thing. He didn't know how to report them because say you will not believe. He came. He said that day alone, it's as if they were touching them up and down. This one we call say, you know, he said, where are your boys now? He said, now goods way. He said that day in his shop there alone, he left with over 10 million naira that people brought that he didn't know his goods worth that were in. Obey God's voice and then faithfulness. He said, faithfully he pays his tithe. He said, and there's nothing he has had God tell him to do that he will not do. That's what I'm talking. Lack of faithfulness will cost you your prosperity. Number 10, final one, lack of prayers. lack of prayers. Before you go to your shop, your competitors, they don't pour one libation to one juju sawyer. They don't come with one powder. All customers to my shop. Oof. Then you say, I'm under the blood. I'm untouchable. There's something you must do to become untouchable. Prayer. When you open your shop, when you open your office, don't sit down under your big man's seat until you bless it for that day. Pray before you start the day's business. Pray. Teach your boys to pray. Teach your workers to pray in case you are not coming to office. Let it be a law in your office that before you start the day's business, pray. Each time you do that, you are acknowledging God. Remember, in John 15, verse 3, he said, for without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Nothing without God. But with God, all things are possible. So watch and pray. That's what Jesus said. Watch. Watch all these areas I have enumerated here today. 10 areas. And watch your revelations. Every child of God has a way God talks to us. Watch those dreams you have. God can talk to you through that dream, through that thought, through that voice, through that vision. Don't throw it away. Take them seriously. Which kind of dream are they dream like this? Some of them is God talking to you, revealing something to you. Some of them is God giving you prayer points. Watch your premonition. A premonition is the way you feel when you enter your office. I come my own office, I'm not feeling free. There are some of your boys that are agents you may not know. They do something so that you don't go visit them for office, so that you're going to come out. Then they're going to do what they want to do. So when you call like this, but when you come out, go sit down, they gossip somewhere, then the thing will leave you. Always watch such feelings. Watch the changes around. Watch it. Watch all these changes. There are some changes, things you know. Amen. You know, a smart mother. Any mother that is smart, we know when her daughter has already started meeting with men. The mama go know. He go call her Mary, come. He be like, say, you don't chop the forbidden fruit. Why? You dey watch. But there are careless mothers that the girl has been raped. The mama no go know. The way they work, it don't change the way they work. The mother will not know because you are not watchful. Watch and why has your sales suddenly gone down? Watch. Why is your sale going down for business? Why is that? Be watchful. Anti-prosperity forces. He who has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the bride, to the bride. And the church will say,